berdiriku di sini hanya untukmu dan yakinkanku untuk memilihmu. Dalam hati kecilku inginkan kamu, berharap untuk dapat bersamamu. Aku kan
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka praised the Indonesian football team for defeating China in Group C of the Asian Zone qualifiers for the 2026 World Cup, expressing optimism about the team's next match. He noted in a statement received in Jakarta on Friday, Indonesia next will play an away match against the group leader Japan in the final fixture on June 10th. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Sugiono expressed hope that cooperation with Belarus on potash fertilizer could be further strengthened to support the government's program to ensure food security in Indonesia. Minister Sugiono conveyed this hope during a courtesy visit from Ambassador of Belarus to Indonesia, Raman Ramanowski, on Thursday, according to a statement from the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Friday. Belarus is recognized as one of the world's largest exporters of potash fertilizer, which reinforces its significant role in the world fertilizer supply chain. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
You ready? Memang kau tadi sisiku. Memang kau jauh dariku. Namun sama kau di hatiku, nantikan selalu kehadiranmu. I believe that we can work it out. 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 Berbaring di dalam kamar tidurku, merentukkan selalu kabar darimu. Melihat fotomu, yes it helps a little. Tak berarti pun tak rindu kau keliru. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. Oh, oh, oh. I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out. Ku kan selalu milikmu, walaupun aku harus jauh dari sisimu. Dalam hatiku baru kenanganmu. Jangan kau ragu takut aku pergi darimu.
Aku heran, telepon darimu makes it so much better.
I believe that we can work it out.
Work
it I believe that we can work it out.
I believe that.
I believe that we can work it out. I believe that we can work it out.
No. Oh, jangan kau ragu lagi, ku kan selalu peduli. Jangan kau takut, ku akan pergi. Karena kau selalu ada di hati. Jangan kau Janganlah kau ragu, kau ada di hatiku.
Aku ini milikmu.
Today's Music Corner presents a song by Naura Ayu. Adila Rafa Naura Ayu, better known as Naura Ayu, is an Indonesian talented young singer and actress. Naura Ayu released her latest single on June 27, 2024. The song entitled Ternyata, or Actually, is the original soundtrack for the series My Nerd Girl 3 that she stars. The song created by Aldi Nada Pramana is packed in a fun, dancey, girly feel which suits the character of Naura's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Naura wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that that person is the most special person for us. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Naura Ayu, Ternyata. Happy listening.
Usually has a black or white sack, but in Indonesia, we have a pink one. You can find it at the Pink Beach located in Komodo Island, West Nusa Tenggara. This beach is hidden behind a hill, so it is so serene. Its waters is so clear that anyone wants to dive in it. How can the sand be pink? The pink comes from corals, shells of shells, and calcium carbonate from marine biota in there.
Here is the word of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Mm-hmm. selalu saja kau dapat membuatku maafkan salahmu. Dan kini kau ulangi salahmu ya, itu saja kecewa ku dibuatmu. Terluka karena sifatmu, dan kini ku tak mampu bertahan lagi. Ku akui dirimu pernah berarti, dan memang hidupku hampa tanpamu. Namun lebih baik ku sendiri. Simpan saja rasa di hatimu, sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai simpan saja rasa di hatimu, sudah lupakan hasratku, tak lagi untuk saling bercinta. Sudah sampai ke sini.
semenjak kau ada
di sini.
Ku mampu melupakannya semenjak ada dirimu. Semua terasa indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini. Tak ingin melepaskanmu.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah selesai yang keberapa, masih saja kau ada lekat di kepala. Hari ini janji, esok pasti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosa kaku berdoa, minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Hari ini janji, esok mesti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosa kaku berdoa, minta kau terluka dan tinggalkan dirinya. Oh, oh, oh. Bukan ku tak berupaya. Air mata, teman.
bertahun tak terasa, masih kau yang ada, bodoh yang sebenarnya. Tampar aku di pipi, sadarkan kau aku takkan terjadi.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jaak ganggu Pancasila.
Special feature service production of Radio Republik Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word Karapan Sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan Sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of Karapan Sapi culture, originally from Madura Island. Rasul Kawib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start Karapan Sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called Saronan, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karesidenan, Piala Presiden, itu
for Karesidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about Karapan Sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying Karapan Sapi named Saronen. So practically, Karapan Sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in Karapan Sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white T-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear blangkon or Javanese headgear, but this blangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because blangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in Karapan Sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. So tourists usually say this is the winner of the Lusa. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaga ganggu Pancasila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of Bull for Karapan Sapi in Sumenep, explained that Karapan Sapi for Madura people was male bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke stad ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke stad itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter start point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalales or sled made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of Bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak menghadap kerapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemafiton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two persons and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Edi Sediawan to Madura people, Karapan Sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This kerapan has several kinds according to its level.
So kerapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment, featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, kerap kenny is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era, but using bulls. The second competition is kerap praja. There are five kinds. First, kerap kenny. Secondly, kerap praja, which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is kerap jarjaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Sapi is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. Special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Peace. izinkan diriku menangkan hatimu yang ku kagumi sejak awalnya kita bertemu. Andaikan diriku menjadi pendampingmu di tahta hatiku, kan kau jaga untuk selama.
Melawan waktu. Voice of Indonesia.
Itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda.
Nyanit is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Jugurai. The name comes from the Sundanese word nyanditkeun, which means to bring closer. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
That was the explanation of nyanit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which Dasep Berusalam is striving to preserve. In the Nyanya tradition, the tea used comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Jugurai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dried tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in the teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of the tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
Jadi ada 4 seruputan.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just to let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Yang keempat, pangkal lidah ditahan 3 detik baru diminum. Nah.
The centuries old tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. It is said that Sunan Gunung Jati also used the Nyanit tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua itu.
So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Rotating the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention, words, and action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us: water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-kebaikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan.
This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasep through the Nyanit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah. Jadi,
the impact of the Nyanit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyanit. We actually have a tea drinking tradition. And it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat gemar minum teh.
Now, the Nyanit tradition is becoming increasingly well-known. In addition to hoping that this tradition can be preserved, Dasep also aims for Indonesia to protect, which play important role of this tradition to gain a special place in people's heart.
First tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation, and our hopes for the future as the Nyanit community is to create a Nyanit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyanet village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyanet tuh, tapi ada kampung Nyanetnya juga.
VOI listeners, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from Central Java entitled Sakentang Sakentung. The song was composed by Rizky Abdullah. The song Sakentang Sakentung is one of the winners of the 2023 Nusantara Regional Song Creation Competition. According to Rizky, the song was inspired by his childhood. The lyrics tell the story of a child playing on Sunday, playing in the rice fields, and rides a buffalo. The song also has a message that we can live in harmony and peace together. Well, listener, here is the song Sakentang Sakentung by Rizky Abdullah. Enjoy! Okay.
Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kutunggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Hey tuh sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumani jalak sasarian. Tuh sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumani jalak sasarian. Dina minggu aku metu dolan karo kanca lunganing sawahan numpak kebo karo main pangan kuya kuyu seneng ra karuan urip kue ora mung dewekan tepos liro kudu enggo cekelan mending meneng ora sah cangkeman daripada bubar kekancanan. Setung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kuman jalak sasarian. Tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kuman jalak sasarian. Bocah wadon sing ayu dewek laka-laka sing paling molek kutu kuat wong lanang melek nek orang ngesuk mangan tembelek. Tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanuk jalak sasarean. Tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanuk jalak sasarean. Tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti kumanuk jalak sasarean. Tung sakentang sakentung kanti lambung mercangkung bebek kanti.
Jauh ku tanpamu.